Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Seth Stashelm, and he is the director of the Atlantic Parks and Rec. Good morning to you, Seth.
Good morning, Yvonne.
Well, I know you're busy all winter, but I'm guessing you're really happy that it's spring.
We're going to get even busier during the spring. So yes. Yeah, I guess that's one way to put it.
So. Yes, I think you love it, Seth. I just see you doing more things and more things. And we want to talk about the grant coming up. But before we do that, I want to just have you mention a couple things coming up here pretty soon that's happening.
Well, we actually are working on a project at City Park, beautifying the park and specifically edging and mulching around the trees. We hired Robinson Landscaping to actually edge the trees and help us out with that portion. And then we also have the Atlantic High School Spring Sports. They're kind of doing their showcase and community project out at City Park, and they're going to have all their athletes for all those that are competing in the spring sports. They're going to be there Saturday from 9 to 11 and helping us put mulch around the trees. And it's about 90 cubic yards of mulch, so it's going to be a lot of wheelbarrows.
Yeah, a lot of pounds, too. But, hey, that won't bother them. They're tough. They're strong. So that's great. And it will really kind of dress up the park.
It'll dress up the park, and it's going to be a great community project for the high school, and it's going to really look nice, especially with all the events that go on there, Produce in the Park, Atlantic Fest. I mean, it's going to look beautiful.
And I think the park has always looked nice, but you keep working on it, and I think that has promoted the idea that the park could be used for a lot of events.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, that's exactly what it's there for. It's public space, so it's definitely can be used for a lot of events. That go on throughout the city. But, you know, it's also in the heart of Atlantic, so we want that park to especially be beautiful, and it's hopefully when people come in, and that's going to be the first park they see, mm-hmm. is driving on 7th Street there. So we want it to look nice and attract attention. Yeah. So.
And I think sometimes I see people who have pulled in there who maybe are just driving through, but they want to take a little break, and they see the park and say, oh, this is a good place to stop.
It's a great, great place to sit, enjoy. You can pull Wi-Fi from the library. And then there's also the war memorial there. And then also the cabin there, a little bit of history there.
And I know some people are kind of surprised about that and certainly enjoy that. So be looking for activity on Saturday morning at the park. We're hoping weather cooperates, but those guys, they don't melt. I mean, you probably can go forward, whatever. So let's talk about the grant before we come back and talk about more activities in the future.
So we applied for an Enhanced Iowa grant. Enhanced Iowa is previously known as Vision Iowa, and we applied for $175,000. So this is a project going out at Schoburgs. It's roughly around a $650,000 project, and so we are putting out there a couple shelters, some playgrounds on both ends of Lake 3, which is the really big lake. We're putting a huge fishing pier that's going to be 20 by 50, have shade over it, ADA accessibility, and then we're also enhancing the campground area with a bathhouse, shower, restroom facilities, a waterless restroom on the other side. So we're adding a lot of features to kind of develop the park and be able to use it. I mean, and especially with the shelters, we're going to be able to reserve those shelters for special events, be able to for family reunions. I mean, at Sunnyside alone, we have probably around 150 reservations in the summer. And so this will actually be one more shelter to be able to bring people in to Atlantic, enjoy some family gatherings or special events. And it's very unique out there. It's beautiful. You have the lake and the flattest area to run 2 to 3 miles in Atlantic. So
yeah, that's a good point, because there are lots of hills around. So really very good. And I hear you emphasizing family, because you're putting in the playground equipment, and there's lots of space there and a lot of things to do.
Oh, there's a lot of things to do. I mean, I think the playground will enhance that even more. Mm-hmm. It already gets so much use with people exercising, riding bikes, roller skating, walking. And then it's a great place for your four-legged friend. You have the Buck Creek Dog Park, and then you can also walk your dog around on the leash over there. And then we also have the lakes where people can go fishing, they can go kayaking, and able to go boating on there with the a small electrical boat to fish and everything like that. So there's a lot of recreation opportunities mm-hmm. that you usually don't see that close to town. So
and kind of all there in one spot. You don't have to go very far.
Absolutely.
So what kind of fish are in there?
We have the DNR actually helps us stock the fish with catfish. They put stripers in earlier this year. There's a good crappie population. But, I mean, those lakes are, you know, running from 40 to 60 feet deep. So, I mean, there's a good quality water in there. And we're always working on fish population.
Good. I'm glad you said crappies, not that they're necessarily. I don't think it's on my eating list. But if you're not much of a fisherman, you usually can still catch a crappie.
Yes.
So it's lots of fun. Lots of fun for the kids and a good way to teach kids to fish. So that saying, you've put in this request, but you don't just write a piece of paper and send it in. You've got to have a little more support going on.
Absolutely. And so we've got a lot of local support. And what we actually did in the past month is we kind of sent some fundraising. We had a fundraising gap of about $30,000. We've made up $20,000, so we just are $10,000 left. And so once as soon as we close that gap, we can secure our grant funding and get started on these projects. If I start early on these projects, then Enhanced Iowa can take money away, or we have to take it out of the application, which drops the asking. So we're just asking for people to show their support. You know, they can donate $10, $20 towards the project, and we plan on having a donation wall similar to what the Cass County building is on the bathhouse. We'll put all the donors' names and everything like that, so everyone can. It'll be a community project. Everyone can say, well, you know, take their kids out there and say, hey, you know, I contributed to this project, and it's going to be a great park.
When is the walk planned? Do you have a date set for that? The fundraiser.
We did the walk last Thursday, but on Earth Day, we will be doing a cleanup day on Earth Day on April 22nd.
I believe
is
that's
Earth
right.
Day. That's
yep.
a Saturday.
Yep.
Come out. We'll have some refreshments out there too. But we're gonna clean up the area, and we'll have a booth with all the kind of the projects in mind, and people can come out and donate their time too.
Okay.
So.
But I think one of the real basic things that sometimes people forget is the funders are really looking for local support. So whether
Absolutely.
It's $1, $5, or if somebody would like to get $5,000, that'd be good too.
Yeah, absolutely. All amounts are good, but they love to see local support and people getting behind a project.
Right.
And we've had a lot of that so far, and we just need a little bit more.
A little more.
That.
Step it up, and that needs to be done pretty soon. So we're looking forward to all those exciting things happening. So you've talked about the cleanup day. That's on the 22nd. Any other projects that you want to mention in April, or should we move ahead to May and June?
I think we can go ahead to June because we have a lot of things starting off in June. That's kind of the big kickoff is Memorial Day weekend. Mm-hmm. Everything's the pool's opening. We'll have produce in the park starting June 1st at City Park, which that's always a great event, and you've done a great job, LaVon.
Yeah. Lots of people work on that.
So
yeah.
That's a great event. And then June 2nd, we're having our second annual Sunnyside Block Party. We'll have live music going on, inflatables, the playground. We'll have Qantas helping out with doing free hot dogs, beverages, popcorn. Okay. So it's good old time for people to come out, kind of kick off
the
summer fun.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun. We had a lot of people there last year, and we hope to do the same.
Just
so.
Keep on coming out. That's June 2nd. And then are you going to do movies in the park?
We are going to do movies in the park. Our first movie is going to be June 23rd. At Kitty Corral, and we're showing Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Oh.
So if you're a huge Harry Potter fan, this is a great movie. Have some cute magical creatures in the movie, and we're going to do some pre-screening activities at 7 o'clock, have the playground open for everyone to use and kind of set up their seats, and then we're going to show the movie, start the movie at around 8:15.
Okay, got to get a little bit dark. And I hope people know that there's lots of other things going on for all ages of people. Just kind of need to go check out all these things, both at Schoberg's and at City Park and out at Sunnyside. Lots of things going on. And thanks to you, Seth, your board, and all the volunteers who help. It's really important for the community to keep that all going.
Absolutely. Thank you okay. so much.
Until next time, here's a thought that we don't have to worry about much. There's no such thing as bad weather, just inappropriate clothing.